Hey there, this is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. I am your co-host, James Parker. This is the show that's your wallet's favorite show. The guy across the table from me, Gregory, Hall of Fame financial advisor, and he can be at your disposal. So you can stop worrying about that money problem you got right now. 504-260-0995. Or you can download the Winning at Life app. It's free in your app store. A lot of things we're going to get to today, including the Dow tanking and what's going on with GDP. I have a mortgage story here if we can get to it. Gregory's got a great rundown on what happened to Amazon today. But we're going to start with a little lesson here. Okay, Gregory, I'm going to need you to participate here. Just a couple of question and answers. Does the IRS ever call you to tell you you owe them money?
No.
Okay, so if you get a call from someone claiming to be the IRS, should you hand out your personal information?
No.
All right, so I'm sitting...
They already have your personal information.
So I am sitting there in my little home studio trying to get some work done, and I get a call, and it's from a recording who says they're the IRS, and I owe them tons of money, and they're on to me, and they're about to come take my house or whatever. So then I pull out my little recorder there. They give you the phone number to call them back. You're going to catch the end of the fake call that I got, and then I'm going to try and call them twice.
I immediately so do return the call. As soon as you receive the message, the number is 1208.
And we'll just skip the rest of the number for sanity's sake. This is me calling him.
Thank you for calling Internal Revenue Service. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a call from you guys saying call back. Doesn't sound like he's from Idaho. It was an Idaho area.
Isn't Corny Dolica?
Say it again.
I defraud IRS. I defraud IRS. How do I pay back?
Yeah, something to that effect. Then you hear it hang
Hello.
Up. So this is me calling back.
Thank you for calling Internal Revenue Service. How can I help you?
Hey, yeah, I just received a call from you guys. And they hang up. He recognized my voice, I guess. I could do that all day, Gregory. I feel like calling them right now.
So the first time they weren't expecting a call, he just answered it and...
I have no idea how this is supposed to work.
But what did he do the first time again? How did he answer it?
Yeah, he did actually answered IRS. You're right.
Oh, the first time?
Right.
Thank you for calling Internal Revenue Service. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a call from you guys saying call back. And then I don't know what this is or what language it's in, but...
Isn't Corny Dolica?
Say it again? So he talks to some lady in the
background. I defraud IRS. I defraud IRS. How do I pay back?
Yeah, I think you read the wrong script there.
The scammers are disorganized.
Get it together, scammers. Now, your thoughts.
Yeah, I got one of those calls. I hung up and I blocked the number.
I might call them later tonight. I got time. It's just something to do.
I know. I've been more about blocking numbers if I get a... Especially, what does it say? Washington, D.C. or federal government or something underneath. I don't answer them. And then when they've quit ringing, I give it a few minutes. If there's no voicemail, I go back and I block the number. And I've blocked a lot of them. And now those calls have reduced or gone away.
Okay.
But it's kind of, and look, I got a call today from somebody, and they left a voicemail. I checked the voicemail. Then I went and blocked them to not call me again. So it's kind of this cat and mouse game. Call me and I'll block you. So I'm in the blocking game now to stop it from going forward. So, and now the number, there's one day I got 7 different calls regarding some scam and it just blocked them all.
Of the tens of thousands of people who hear this show, someone has to know what language this is.
Is it Corny Dolica?
Say it again. Someone has to know what that is. And if you know, I would love to know. 504-260-0995, or you can download the Winning at Life app and text us that. There you go. That's my little excitement for the afternoon.
Yeah, just the IRS doesn't call you. They send a letter. And if they really need to reach you, they just show up.
Yikes.
Yeah, they're not calling. They'll show up. And it's usually really bad if they're showing up. Yeah, they're going to compel you to respond to the letters because they'll just freeze your bank accounts and whatever. That'll get your attention if you keep ignoring them. They'll file liens and start going about their process.
Oof.
Yeah, they don't call.
All right, so IRS does not call. I know this is happening to you. It's happened to me. It's happened to Gregory. That is not the IRS. If you want, you can give me the number and I'll give them a call. I have fun with these folks. I enjoy it. I got time. I want to record it. I want to see what languages we can pull out of this. I do not appreciate them solely in the good name of the people of Idaho with their masked phone number. But there you go. That was today's personal experience in an attempted scam. However, you walked in with a much bigger, more successful scam than that. It blows mine away. I thought I had a cute little racket going over here. You've got a serious intercontinental issue going.
Yeah.
Just read that headline.
Suspicious event hijacks Amazon traffic for 2 hours, steals cryptocurrency. They're masquerading as a cryptocurrency website, MyEtherWallet.com, to steal digital coins from it unwitting end users. They may have targeted other customer of Amazon's Route 53 service as well. The incident started around 6 a.m. California time, hijacked roughly 1,300 IP addresses. Malicious redirection was caused by fraudulent routes that were announced by Columbus, Ohio ENET, a large internet service provider that is referred to as Autonomous System 10297. Once in place, the ENET announcement caused some of its peers to send traffic to over the same unauthorized routes. Amazon and ENET officials didn't immediately respond to requests. They didn't know it was happening until, I guess, one of their vendors, somebody told them. This event may also have ties to Russia because my Ether wallet traffic was redirected to a server in that country. Security researcher Kevin Beaumont said in a blog post, the redirection came by rerouting domain name traffic, system traffic, and using a server hosted by Chicago-based Equinix to perform a man-in-the-middle attack. Officials say the hijacking was used to send end users to a phishing site. Participants in this cryptocurrency forum appear to discuss the scam site. They managed to steal only a small amount of money from my Ethernet users, most likely because the phishing site used a fake HTTPS certificate that would have required end users to click through a browser warning. Beaumont reported the attacker wallet already contained about 17 million in digital coins, an indication that people responsible for the attack had significant resources prior to carrying out the attack. Mounting an attack of this scale requires access to BGP routers, our major ISPs, and real computing resource to deal with this much DNS traffic, Beaumont wrote. It seems unlikely my etherwallet.com was the target when they had such levels of access. Here's the theory, though. It was a test. Because they just stopped. They weren't cut off or stopped by security coming in and solving it.
So they wanted to see if they would set off any alarms or when they got caught, how would they get caught? So how do they reverse engineer that? So when they do it for real, they know where all the traps are and they know where all the guards are posted. to use, you know, a human metaphor. That's pretty freaky stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of Halloween-like. It's scary. And it looks like they broke into Amazon's iCloud, and that's where they were doing this at.
Yeah, so what happens is if you have a website and you need some place to store it, Amazon in their iCloud, they'll let you host the site there. You buy a domain name, and the domain name just it gets translated once you type it in to whatever the universal IP number is of that little block of information you have on the Amazon cloud. But what they did is they went and they got stood at the front door, and if you came to that front door, they would reroute you to a website that was supposed to look like the one you were going to, but it was just keeping all your information. So if you were going to My Either Wallet and you're like, yeah, I'd like to deposit or I'd like to withdraw my digital currencies over here, and they say, okay, well, what's your address and what's your password? Boom, they can go get your stuff.
Yeah, and tracing it to that Russian site, I think was a misdirection too. It still could have derived from Russia, but wherever you saw it going to, I would say that was a misdirection as well. They can do all that. They're surely not letting you find them easily.
Yeah, I imagine that too. If they're putting a big old mask on Amazon stuff and their stuff for the most part, how they get busted in the Russia part, you're right to be suspicious of that. All right, so, well, a lot of stuff to be concerned about as far as keeping your identity safe and keeping your money safe with all these computers and doodads. Not trying to freak everybody out, just trying to keep you up to date on what's going on out there. But that's pretty good, though, because the guys that were going to the Either website, the Either wallet place, the old security certificate popped up, and it was warning them, are you sure you want to do this? It has an old security certificate, and a bunch of people were clicking no. So if you're suspicious, click no. The worst case scenario, you have to go back and do it again.
Do you really have to have it? Do you really have to do the transaction? Probably not.
But you're right. Put this little nugget in the back of your head, and there's going to be a bigger cyber attack coming up that's going to bust a whole lot of people, and you may think, yeah, that might have been what that test run was for. All right, 504-260-0995. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Ladies, find out how to retire well with Gregory Ricks Live, a special experience pairing wine, wisdom, and food. Retirement planning isn't just about dollars and cents. It's about having options. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Reserve your seat for Gregory Ricks Live, Tuesday, May 8th, 6:30 p.m., Bruce Chris in Metairie. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society announcing the final production of our 40th season. Alice in Wonderland is a ballet in two acts retelling the classic Lewis Carroll story in the form of dance. It is set to unforgettable music by Peter Tchaikovsky. Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, plays May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I had this meeting last year, couple sitting in there, and the husband, his pension is $70,000 a year, and I bring up about the loss of income when he dies, that gap, because the check ends when he dies, and you should have seen that. It broke the sound barrier, her head spinning around there, and say, and I agreed to that? And he said, yeah, honey, you sign the papers. You do have to sign the papers, agreeing to giving that up. You know, and of course, we do have couples that are working towards fixing those gaps and making that up. But what you'd rather know, is there a gap early on or when it's too late? So be aware of what you're signing.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
You saw me wink, no. I've been on the brink, so tell me what you want to hear.
Welcome. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. This is the Daily Wrap. We do this every evening at 7 p.m. Give you an hour of live financial talk. We also do this on Saturdays, which we call the Weekly Wrap. That's 3 hours of live financial talk radio as well from 10 to 1. If you'd like to join the conversation, we can talk about cryptos. Yeah, it's cryptocurrencies. Goldman Sachs announced they're adding a trading desk for crypto. I don't think they're buying into it, but they'll help with transactions. Goldman Sachs, if there's enough margin on a fee, they're doing it.
The question is, can we make money off of it?
Yeah, that's, well, if they're doing, they probably have figured out.
Yeah.
They can. And I want to talk a little bit about Bitcoins this evening as well, and I might, depending on our time and calls today, I probably got a story to share regarding an income planning case today that I think it's a good example as well. Now, and then I had a go-to meeting call that was pretty cool today with a prospective client. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 504-260-0995 or download the Winning at Life app. It's a free download, one-time login. And you could text, email, call us, even from your touchscreen podcasts. You're able to listen to past shows by subject and such, and a lot of other resources. Crazy market day today.
Yeah, and I saw at one point they had on the big screen on Fox Business. I just walked back to my little home studio, and they said oil, $75 a barrel. And I even texted you before I even sat down and started typing. I was like, $75? Then I sat down, and it's not $75. Why did they have that up? What's going on? Why did they say that for a minute? Was that some sort of prediction of the future, and I just couldn't tell because I had the volume down? I got really excited there because I didn't even see it cross 70.
I saw it as high as 69.23. Well, I just don't see where it crossed. I'm not seeing that. Then it closed. We're showing currently aftermarket. It's at $67.85, so not sure where that came from, James.
Yeah, that graphic threw me off, but it caught my attention because if it's at $75, we need to know about that. You want to just go ahead and do the numbers since we're half talking about it anyway?
Yeah.
The numbers.
Welcome to the numbers, where we give you a snapshot of what happened in the financial world today. Follow along, same charts and graphs, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. Down day.
Well, can we throw back to Brent crude? I'm showing Brent crude at 74.03.
There, okay.
That's what you saw them talking about.
Is the overseas crude.
Yeah, that more expensive version of crude oil. Yeah, that's it right there. That's a pretty big number as well. 67.85 is a good size number for where we've been the past few years.
Yeah, it's definitely out of our comfort zone.
Boy, a lot of red on the short sheet today and in the charts here. The Dow Jones was down 1.7. The S&P was down 1.3. NASDAQ was down 1.7. But why? Well, let's go down to the treasuries. I have a pretty good indication on what's deflating the bubble here.
Yeah, it just dropped below 3%. We saw as high as 3.01 today. So it's meaning for most of the day, it had crossed the 3% barrier. Currently, we're showing 2.994. And the market is just having to adjust to that new world.
Well, this is exactly the times you want the market to go down because your interest rates are going up and they're abnormally low. So I don't mind stock market going down under this situation.
But it shouldn't be some big shock. We're headed this way anyhow. But it's causing everything to kind of be repriced, at least temporarily. It's not where we started today. We had some positive numbers on earnings, and then we had a bunch of them that are negative. Caterpillar basically beat, but the chairman on the call basically said, hey, this is good as it's going to get this year. It's kind of downhill from here. Well, they didn't like that.
The quote in Market Watch from the CFO of Caterpillar says,
yeah, it was CFO.
The first quarter is the high water mark for the year. He says this will be our high water mark for the year. Yikes. Come on now. But they beat their numbers. They beat their estimate.
Yeah. And they're saying if you're going to keep us at these high levels, then this isn't going to be good the rest of the year. He's just telling them we're not hitting these levels this year.
That's brutal honesty for something that he knows is going to hurt their share price. So he must mean that. And they finished 6 points in the red, or 6% down today. That was our biggest drop on the short sheet. But for a day when all three of our major indices were down, there's a lot of green down there to be had as well. Okay, now we're to oil on the sheet here.
Yeah, crude 67.84, Brent crude 74.01. What did you say you saw?
They had a graphic that said $75. For oil.
Yeah, and we'll see here on my report. Oh my gosh. We got 75.21 here. I'm seeing. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, Brent shows flat at 74 even. There, gold 13.32 and 30 cents. Silver $16.77. So that's telling you if we're at 3%, then 30-year treasuries are 4.75. Yeah, that's a bounce up. Better be glad you locked in that rate.
Yeah, and if you haven't, you might want to jump on it because it's still got to go up from here, right?
Yeah, so what's short sheets show?
Well, the big drag is Caterpillar. The funny thing is, on a day like today, when you see more green than red, however, the concentration of red is very heavily in our FANG stocks. They're all down. Facebook, and by a lot, Facebook was down 3.7%, Apple was down 1.4%, Amazon was down 3.8%, Netflix was down 3.7%, Alphabet, parent company of Google, was down 4.5%, Microsoft down 2.3%, Twitter down 2.4%, even Spotify shed almost 2% today. But for most of the rest of the short sheet, more than half of the stocks are in the green, and the few that are red, that none of them are red by that margin. They're all less than 2% red. So it was a bloodbath for the techs.
Well, Netflix is still above 300, 307.02, so they were off 3.6%. Ford Motor off slightly, still at $10.96. Tesla, 283. They were up a few cents today. And CAT had a good number, but gosh, ugly, ugly, ugly.
Yeah, just one half of 1 cent, it's changed everything.
Walmart was up 0.5%.
Well, it's fun to watch the dual-headed monster that this market is. There's a lot of things that are pushing it down, but then the fundamentals are so strong under it, you don't get too worried. The CBO released their budget and economic outlook, and they said real gross domestic product will grow by 3.3% from the fourth quarter of 2017 to the fourth quarter of 2018, so basically for this year. That would be, if it comes to pass, that would be the highest annual GDP we've had in 15 years. Last time it grew by more than 3.3% was 2003, and that was 4.4%, which is kind of what I expected it to do. All right, we're done with the numbers?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
You want to do that?
Retiring broke, more than half of Americans are at risk for that. Roughly 61% of Americans have less than $100,000 in total savings, and around 42% of those people have saved $10,000 or less, according to recent Go Banking Rates survey. Why aren't they saving? Do you know the reason? Well, I've got it for you. The number one reason people gave for not having much money stashed away, they said they don't earn enough money to be able to save anything.
That's so questionable, Gregory.
Let's see. Yeah, and this article here, it's Katie Brockman, The Motley Fool, is where I'm getting the data from. Next section, they kind of talk about starting small is better than not starting at all. Start saving something. Through power of compound interest, your savings can grow exponentially over time, which means the earlier you start saving, the better. And if you start saving early enough, even the smallest contributions can ultimately grow to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. Let's see, what's the return they're showing on this? Yeah, this is a 7% return. I'm going to give you some savings numbers when we come back from the break, and also how 401k could be a secret weapon for you.
Yeah, these are some bad statistics, but it makes me feel better about myself. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney of offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
There's this individual, he had awesome pension, Social Security, and a pretty good size 401k, but his thoughts were to give away the 401k, hitting big distributions and spreading it among the kids. And he's in his 60s. You can turn that on to start having a reasonable income from those assets. And what if you in turn need it, because retirement's going to be a long time? I think it's a bad idea to spend it down. You know, it's kind of like, gosh, I love this goose. And it lays golden eggs. But you know, Easter's coming up and I sure want to eat me some goose. No, Go get you something else to eat. Let's keep the golden eggs coming out.
Call Gregory Ricks & Associates. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com. Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
It's a little too loud on the highway. I want to pull back in your driveway.
This is Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, live financial talk radio. We're going to pick up where we left off before the break. James Parker's here with me. This is live financial talk radio. Come on, participate in the show. 504-260-0995. Give us your thoughts on savings or why you do not. Hey, by the way, I have a live event coming up. Women Winning at Life sponsored event. May 8th. It's going to be a blast. We're going to talk about Social Security, how and why you should correlate it to other assets in the decision making. Just a lot of stuff you don't realize that's needed in making that decision. If we have time, I'm going to get to a case we did today that tied in with Social Security as well. We're going to talk about the new tax rules there in the Trump era, how and why you probably should build some tax-free income into your retirement planning. You need different types of tax income. Why do you want everything taxed as ordinary income? You shouldn't do it that way. And then you also need multiple sources of income. And the reason this is a women's event is women have gaps. They have other issues. They make less money. Their Social Security check is usually smaller. And that creates gaps in income, and they're the one typically left behind. And what's your stat, James?
Oh, 80%. 80% of widows who are living in poverty were not in poverty before their spouse passed away.
And guys, that's why you should send your wife to this event and tell her, bring a friend and attend this event. It's $10 to attend. We match it, and we'll donate that to a local charity that we'll announce that evening. And it's May 8th at 6:30, and it's going to be an experience. Besides the financial wisdom I just shared with you, guess what else we're going to do? We're going to have some wine and food pairing. You're going to get a sparkling wine when you show up. Then there's going to be salad, entree. That's going to be paired. A pasta course will be paired. And then the main entree, and, you know, it's at Ruth's Chris. You have to RSVP. You can't just show up because it's going to be full. RSVP. But guess, I'm sure you can guess what the main course is, and going to be paired with a bold Cabernet. And then from there, we move on to Sin Cake. And this will be throughout the evening having this. We've got the Total Wealth Authority, Wes Blanchard to be there, Jude Heath, Dwayne Stein, and Leisha Nugent Freeland. I was trying to remember my keyword to remember the middle name there.
I can't believe that works.
Yes, and they're all going to be there. We're going to have a good time. Call the office and RSVP. It's 504-832-9200. 504-832-9200. That's the office. I have an off-hours team that can take your call now.
Give me that back.
Yeah, what?
That in your hand, that bag. The catcher, the video catcher.
Oh, what did I do?
I forgot I left it over there, and I'm going to leave it here, and I'm going to want to play with it when
like
I get
disrupting
home.
Disrupting my show over a little bag. The bag wasn't going to leave.
No, apologies.
You have to go that way on the exit. Hey, you could also go to gregoryricks.com. You can email info, at gregoryricks.com to RSVP for the event. If you leave it with my off-hours team, a team member will follow back up with you in the morning. The office number is 504-832-9200. And since I mentioned a number several times, if you're kind of like want to talk to the team, see about getting some help also, that's my daytime office number. So back to the show.
Well, I have one thing to add. One of the ladies who's already reserved her seat, she RSVP'd earlier this week, well, I guess yesterday, and then she reached out to me. She just threw a question out there. She was like, well, I've been listening to you guys for years. She's a P1. She's been listening to our New Orleans affiliate for a decade that I know of. And she goes, what's with the wine pairing? Why are you doing wine in there? You know what my answer was? And this is the God's honest truth. Because it's fun. That's all. We just wanted to make it a little more fun. It's something we would enjoy doing while we're being presented with financial information and things like that. That's all. It really is. That's just part of the fun.
Yeah, it's creating an experience, and you're going to have an experience you will not forget. You're going to learn about money, and you're going to learn about wine and food pairing as well. It's going to be a blast, and that's what I intend it to be, and I intend for you to have great memories and not forget about it either.
All right, now we can get back to this savings thing. Because, look, when people aren't saving a whole lot, I think it makes the guy listening feel a lot better, because what do they usually say when they call in? Oh, I feel so bad. I'm a late starter. I'm behind. I know. Don't feel so bad.
61% of Americans have less than $100,000 in total savings.
I thought that was $10,000.
Of those, around 42% of those have saved $10,000 or less.
Okay.
So 61% of Americans have less than $100,000. And of that 61%, 42% of them have $10,000 or less.
I see.
In savings. So, for example, if you're starting savings at age 25 and save $200 per month at 7%, your total savings at age 65 would be $497,102. So what I'm about to show you is the impact of starting early. At age 35, to have $499,000, you'd have to save $425 a month. Now, if you say, well, I'm waiting to that midlife point, something like that. At age 45, if you want to have $500,000 at 7% return, you need to save $980 a month. Now let's go to the simplicity. For example, if you're just starting out saving, you can contribute $50 a month. If you're earning 7% rate of return, 50 a month can turn into around $124,000 over 40 years. You would be beat just having just saved 50 a month for your working life. You would have beat 61% of the people. You would have more than most people. Okay, so let's talk about the secret weapon.
You know, hang on. That kind of hits. $50 a month is all you have to save, and you're doing better than half of the American population.
Oh yeah,
so you're doing better than most. You're on the plus side of the equation. All it needs is it's how little it takes to have a decent start. We should remember that. We should tuck that away.
If you have access to a 401k with matching contributions, take advantage of it. Those matching contributions from your employer can double your savings, creating an even bigger gains over time. You know, this ties into one of my sayings. I kind of like to put it the way, if it's free, it's for me.
Oh, I like that one too.
You know, it sounds good. It doesn't mean you want anything that's free, but the free money, yeah, I like that. So it's kind of example, they'll match, let's say your employer matches 100% up to 4%. I'd be like, well, then I know how much I have to put in.
At least
4%. Right. Okay. Because you won't, it's doubling your contributions right there, free money, and it's in an account that's going to grow, and it's pre-tax and going to grow tax deferred.
You're doing the same amount of work. You can either get compensated this total amount of money, whether or not it shows up in your take-home pay or not, or just by donating more to your 401k, you get more out of the guy.
Yeah, here's an example. Say you're earning $40,000 a year, and your employer will match 4% of your contribution up to 3% of your salary, or up to $1,200 a year if you contribute $1,200 a year. I like numbers better than percentages anyhow, because it really hits home. So you're saving $100 a month, and they're doubling it. That brings your total yearly savings to $2,400 at that rate, assuming a 7% return again. It just makes the math simple. You'll have around $512,000 saved after 40 years.
That's barely trying.
Yeah. The number one reason is they say, I don't make enough to save. Well, work a couple extra hours a week somewhere. Boom. So you can start saving, put money in that 401k.
I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
We can fix credit. If you're a renter and you're thinking, my credit this, my credit that, we work with credit at any number. We don't just turn you away. We do not go, you're a turndown, we can't help you. What we say is, we can't help you now, but if you follow these steps, here's what we can do for you.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Ladies, find out how to retire well with Gregory Ricks Live, a special experience pairing wine, wisdom, and food. Retirement planning isn't just about dollars and cents. It's about having options. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Reserve your seat for Gregory Ricks Live, Tuesday, May 8th, 6:30 p.m., Bruce Chris in Metairie, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
This is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society. Check out our production of Late Night Catechism. Late Night Catechism is a sinfully funny play that takes you to your Catholic grammar school days. Local acting legend, Sister Amanda Hebert, teaches class to a room full of students. You. Naughty students may well find themselves on stage sitting in a corner. Late Night Catechism plays May 4th through 6th at Teatro Wego in West Wego. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us, jpas.org.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
The original purpose of annuities, they created it by life insurance companies to insure against superannuation or the risk of outliving one's income stream. You know, that was a concern one heck of a long time ago when these were created. And what is the number one concern today? Outliving one's income or their assets, these financial tools are designed to create a pension-like income that the checks can keep coming. Of course, you can turn it off and cash it, or the heirs get the underlying assets, so it's nothing going poof, the money's gone.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Hey, Winning at Life, this is Gregory Ricks, your host, along with James Parker. We're here for a few more minutes. Let's see, like 11 more minutes. You can still call in and get that Social Security question off your chest. 504-260-0995. 504-260-995. Download the Winning at Life app. You can connect to the show as well. Bitcoin, I'm more convinced it's one of the biggest scams in history. And it's led to a lot of other scams. There's over 1,500 different cryptocurrencies now that register over $300 billion of value. I just thought there was Bitcoin and one or two others.
What's that total value number?
$300 billion of value.
So if this is a scam, it's easily the biggest scam in history.
Well, let's talk about why. And why I think this is, from more information. First, it helps to understand that a Bitcoin has no value whatsoever. It's worthless. Promoters claim cryptocurrency is valuable as a means of payment, a store of value, and or a thing in itself, and none of it's true. Means of payment. Bitcoins are accepted almost nowhere. I know there's some places that say, but when you consider how many places don't accept it,
it's almost nowhere.
It's almost nowhere. It's just a few. And some cryptocurrencies, nowhere at all, as I mentioned. Even were accepted, a currency's whose value swings 10% or more in a single day is totally useless as a means of payment. It is volatile. And that's been one of my main claims against it since we've been covering this thing since 2013.
Yeah, this month in 2013 is when we started covering it.
Yeah. Okay, so a store of value, extremely price volatility also makes Bitcoin undesirable as a store of value, and the storehouses, the cryptocurrency trading exchanges, are far less reliable and trustworthy. They are less reliable and less trustworthy than ordinary banks and brokers. The thing in itself, it has no intrinsic value. It only has the value if people think other people would buy it for a higher price. The greater fool theory.
Or the pure fiat currency. Pure fiat. There's not even the full faith and credit of a government
backing it. There is nothing backing it. So you're paying something for it, and you're paying something because you're getting it from someone else that bought it because they figured you would buy it. And you're buying it because you think somebody else is going to think it's worth more and buy it from you.
That's greater fool theory.
Yeah. And good luck with that. some cryptocurrencies like Sweatcoin, which is redeemable for workout gear, are the equivalent of online coupons or frequent flyer points. Better served with just simple promo codes than complex encryption.
Yeah, no kidding.
Cryptocurrency is best suited for one use and one use only. Criminal activity. Transactions can be anonymous. Law enforcement cannot easily trace who buys and sells. Its use is dominated by illegal endeavors. Most heavy users of Bitcoin are criminals such as Silk Road, WannaCry, ransomware. Too many Bitcoin exchanges have experienced spectacular heists such as NiceHash, CoinCheck, or outright fraud such as Mt. Gox and Bitfinder. Way too many this is the biggest scam of it all, is way too many initial coin offerings themselves. Just the offering is a scam because they plan to take your money, issue coins, and leave. From a scam standpoint, it's kind of genius. People think it's going, oh, it's cryptocurrency. Let me in. I'm in at the bottom. And your money, whatever it is you put in, is gone.
Well, you know what this is? In the old fable, the emperor's new clothes, where the clothes were invisible. Mm-hmm. You're selling something invisible. You're selling the emperor's clothes. Now, here, you give me your money. I'll give you this. Ooh, I got this nice little thing. No, you don't have anything. Your hands are empty.
You know, you and I have talked about it, too. You know, Bitcoin, you know, which is the famous one. How many was issued for the whoever that is that originally did it? How many coins did Kobayashi. He set aside for himself? Well, nobody's actually confirmed.
We don't know.
Some dude in a giant house on top of some mountain somewhere now, just living large. 418 of the 902 ICOs in 2017 have already failed. So that tells you a lot right there. It's estimated 90% of all remote hacking is now focused on Bitcoin theft by commandeering other people's computers to mine coin. Even ordinary buyers are flouting the law. The tax law requires every sale of cryptocurrency to be recorded as a capital gain or loss, and most Bitcoin sellers failed to do so. IRS recently ordered one major exchange to produce records of every significant transaction. Yeah, the IRS is getting in on it too. They want their money. Prominent Silicon Valley promoter of Bitcoin proclaims that Bitcoin is going to transform society. Bitcoin's been very resilient. It stayed alive during a difficult time when there was the Silk Road mess. Mm-hmm. Mt. Gox stole all that Bitcoin. He argues criminal activity shows that Bitcoin is strong. I'd say that Bitcoin is used. I'd say it shows what Bitcoin is for, and it's for criminal activity. Now, they're promoted as nearly free. They're often relatively slow and expensive. It takes about an hour for a Bitcoin transaction to be confirmed. Dwayne Stein, real story, told us about his experience. He lost money.
More like 3 days.
Yeah, it took a heck of a lot longer than an hour. And the system is limited to 5 transactions per second. MasterCard can process 38,000 transactions per second. Transferring $100 from one person to another costs about $6 using a crypto exchange and well less than $1 using an electronic check. Because, well, here's it's a gigantic waste of energy resources. It's computer intensive. It takes as much electricity to create a single Bitcoin, a process called mining, as it does to power an average American household for 2 years. If it were used like people think it is going to be or should be, and it's not, but if it was used for a large portion of the world's commerce, it would consume a very large portion of the world's electricity, diverting scarce power from useful purposes. How can any rational universe could someone simply issue an electronic script or just announce they intend to and create out of the blue billions of value? It doesn't make sense. From the mining standpoint, it's more efficient to go buy excavators and dump trucks and such and go up to the Klondike and mine for gold. You're actually getting more than the energy spent.
I'm guessing you're not a fan of crypto still, huh? You hadn't really turned that corner yet?
But it just gets to me, these issuance of the coins, it's a scam. We've kidded about it. Yeah, I need to, yeah, we should set up an offering. How many are we keeping for ourselves?
For winning coin.
Yeah, winning coin. It's a scam, people.
All right.
Just ignore it.
Last few waning seconds here. Someone in the Facebook Live, Rhonda, she has a 12% match on her 401k from her employer. She said she does that plus more. We were kind of going back and forth here. Any downsides to contributing too much or too big of a match that you got to worry about?
You want to have some other taxable sources of income that are more efficient than being taxed as ordinary income. We're going to talk about that some tomorrow.
All right, we'll just pick it up there. In the meantime, you're home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
At Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.